Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at The Voice of America on Tuesday, September the 11th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the appointment of a truly young person to lead the youth ministry. Kirsty Coventry is her name, in case you just came from another planet. But first, a look at developments in the United States. Today, Americans are commemorating the death of about 3,000 people in a terrorist attack that targeted the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon in Washington 17 years ago. For those old enough to remember, the attacks occurred on this day in 2001, now popularly known as 9/11. President Donald Trump paid tribute to the victims of a third plane crash that was brought down by passengers in Pennsylvania, vowing America will never ever submit to tyranny. And those are some of the sober news coming from the United States on this day, now known as 9/11. Now, back to our topic of the night. And before that, let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct. And the number is 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also live on our three websites, of course, voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. Ikhoke ukuhlangana kwethu lamhlanje izihlobo zami esithandekayo ngalolu suku lwalamhlanje emhlaka 11 kumpandula 2018. Kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje sikhangela ukukhethwa kukamphathintambo osakhulayo unkosikazi Kirsty Coventry ukubana akhokhele ugatsha lwabasakhulayo njalo olwe-youth oluhlanganiswe logatsha lwezemidlalo. Lizakhumbula ukubana kuhulumende osanda kwedlula okamnanga kwanjalo obekhokhela lolu gatsha ngunkosikazi Isithembiso Nyoni, yena ole-69 years. Bebekhonona kakhulu abasakhulayo ngalolu daba besithi hayi umuntu ole-69 years uzobazazi kanjani izinto ezihlupha abasakhulayo okumele zikhangelwe. Ubaba uMnankagwa ke ngilethemba ulizwile isikhalazo zenu wasekhetha ke umuntu osakhulayo uKirsty Coventry. Udume phela kakhulu ngokubhukutsha, wahamba kuma-Olympics, wasiphathela ama-medals kaningi impela, and yena ule minyaka engu-34, iminyaka yakhe yokuzalwa-ke leyo. Sifuna ukuzwa kini njengabasakhulayo lamhlanje ukuthi kuyini elikukhangeleleyo kakhulu kulolu gatsha lwabasakhulayo olukhokhelwa ngosakhulayo njalo. Yiziphi isikhalazo zenu elilazo elingathanda ukubona zilungisiswa? Sike sazama ukukhulumisana laye unkosikazi Kirsty Coventry yena ngasimtholanga ecingweni incingo zakhe olunye belungena olunye lungangeni kanti ke umsekeli wakhe uthi hayi kabakabi lakho okunengi abangakhuluma ngakho kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi sizaba bamba sibe labo kuhlelo lekhulumisane labo ndonyaya yathi ukurukura nezvayo nasi veluwe muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusarudzwa kwa muzvare Kirsty Coventry kuti ange achitungamira bazi revechidiki kana kuti youth ministry mucharangarira kuti muhurumende yapfuura yava munangagwa zvakare akanga achitungamira bazi iri ndiamai Sthembiso Nyoni avo vane makore ekuberekwa anokwana 69 Asi pare zvino bazi iri rakutungamirwa na Kirsty Coventry ane makore ekuberekwa anokwana 34 saka zvatoda kunzwa kwamuri nhasi manheru ano ndezvekuti zvii zvamuri kutarisira kuna Kirsty Coventry semutungamiri webazi kana kuti gurukota rebazi rinorakanangana nevechidiki saka pindai muFacebook pa WhatsApp kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa kana kuti kutifonera enda joining me now is our first guest that's honorable Dingomozi Phuthi ZANU PF member of parliament for Bulilima West honorable Phuthi is an honor good evening and welcome
good evening sir
Yes, we know you were in Parliament today. Shortly before we go into our topic, how was your first experience in Parliament?
I was so disappointed.
Why?
Parliament is an honorable place. It is an august environment. Where you expect that people that you meet there are people that have been elected by people back home by virtue of them being seen as having leadership qualities that can take the nation forward in terms of needs and other issues that include but are not limited to legislative issues that are to do with making laws. But what I saw today was a very disappointing situation in which I said, did I leave all that I was doing in order to come here to do this? Obviously saying so because I saw some behaviors that I never expected from people that are called honorable. If I should put it in Kalanga, ndavona chikudzo choga choga sivili. Vanhu vekonwa zvibata, people failing to respect that house in order that they feel mandated to having been brought here in parliament to represent those people, Vasala Kanyen. I don't think the people that elected us would have been happy had they seen the childishness that prevailed in today's parliament. I don't want to be very specific as to explaining or pinpointing who really was doing such or which group was doing such because I don't want to delve into that at the moment, but to tell the truth in a few words, it was disappointing. We have to respect the people that elected us. Kumele sibahloniphe laba bantu abasivotelayo. Singavuyi all the way. In my case, I travel about 700 kilometers to come here to Harare. Abantu bakithi eBulilima West, vathini nxa bengatshayisana le TV bangibone ngihlabela ngigida ngize ngibe lolo hlakahla ngithaya amatafula ngikhuluma izinto zokudakwa people should not go during lunchtime or break and have 3 pints of beer and come back and be nuisance in parliament because our people are looking forward to progressive things about this nice parliament therefore we are not expecting that people should waste time besenza izinto ezinjengalezi esizibone namhla it was not necessary nkomo
Thank you there, Honorable Phuthi. And please do stay on the line. I'll come back to you sesingena ke kusiqoqoqela sendaba eliyamuzwa uphuthi lapho uthi hayi yebo bekulelanga lakhe lakuqala edalela eParliament lamhlanje kodwa akakujabulelanga akuboneleyo i-experience yakhe kayithandanga ngoba bekulomsindo bekulokutshengisela amalunga edalela eParliament awe-MDC ake abanga umsindo ekungeneni kuka-Chief Justice. Kanti-ke uChigumba umkhokheli wezek uthe engena njalo edalela eParliament hhayi bangakuthakazeleli bathi hhayi ngoba liyazi bakhala ngaye bathi waqilibezela kukhetho kodwa-ke ayisiso isiqokoqela sendaba leso-ke ati mbotora mumamnyarikani wati naye nasi muchirongwa that's Jimmy Wilford director of the organization Say What and Say What stands for Students and Youth Working on Reproductive Health Action Team. Mr. Wilford Magadienyu. Hi, Wataga Simba Edu. Kuri say Guamuruku.
Kwanjiri Kurinan. Singazi Guamurimi.
Nai Wataga Simba Sterek. Taga Simba, ngati pinde mo nyaya ya nasi va Wilford, ngati VA. Tukurukura ne nyaya ekusarudzwa kwewe chidiki, Kirsty Coventry kuti ange achi tungamira bazi rewe chidiki. Gana kuti youth ministry. Zvizwa muri kutarisira wo se sangano kuti gurukota iri Kirsty Coventry ange achizviita kusimudzira vechidiki.
Yeah, I think zvinotarisirwa zvakawanda and tingazive kuti zvinozokwanisika here kuzadzisika. Asi chikuru chingangotarisirwa chatingangotarisira ndechekungoti tikwanise kushanda naKirsty Coventry zvakanaka zvinoita kuti tikwanise kuzadzisa zvido zvizhinji zvevechidiki regardless yekuti vakange vachivhota vari bato ripi. I think in seni hangu I'm very much interested in particular kuda kuti zive kuti how Kirsty Coventry is going to work with the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Remember, semashandiro anoitwa nevechidiki muZimbabwe vanoshanda vachinyatso guidwa nethe Zimbabwe Youth Council Act. And the Zimbabwe Youth Council Act ine a secretariat under the Zimbabwe Youth Council, which is supposed to be the mother body yema youth organizations muZimbabwe. So ipapo ndo pane tarisiro zhinji kuti how is Zimbabwe Youth Council going to work with the Kirsty Coventry and how is Kirsty Coventry going to work with the Zimbabwe Youth Council. More importantly, ndipe kuti we can have a very progressive youth minister, young minister. Asi chinoda kutariswa zvakare ndezvekuti are we still going to have the same permanent secretary? If we are to maintain the same permanent secretary, we might unlikely going to get the required outcome from the minister. Tinoziva tese kuti kushanda kunoita ma ministries kazhinji ma permanent secretary ndivo vanenge vari vakuru vanenge vachitaridza gwara kuti zvinofamba sei. And if we are not to have a new permanent secretary, I don't think we might get anything different from what we have been having. Though the appointment of Kirsty Coventry was quite refreshing in terms of when we are looking at it from a youth-led or a youth-focused organizational perspective. However, we also want a very youthful permanent secretary who can identify and resonate with the current needs of young people in Zimbabwe. So much of the expectations on Kirsty Coventry is also to do with the administration. Could administratively, who are going to be within the administration? we can have a youth minister, but in a very, very old people within the key positions in the ministry, and that on its own might also have some problems.
You don't think that she might have influence on her permanent secretary because she's the minister? Also, she has a youthful deputy minister, Honorable Yeokai Simbane Gavi.
Yes, I know Simbane Gavi is a very strong young person politically, in other words. But remember, Kesikoven is not a politician. He's a swimmer. And it's important that she has been appointed to become the minister, and she also has to learn politics. This is a political appointment, and she also had to play politics. And well, anokwanisa zvake kuita an influence to the permanent secretary, but that influence might not be that significant in terms of what the youth might want, because the permanent secretary vanoita hold all the keys when it comes to government program implementation. So on other things, you know, Semuna Anenga Chuya, yes, he can be that energetic, visionary, etc., but sometimes he also has to be guided by the government. So she still has to learn how a government operates, how a political organization works. Remember, she has been appointed by a political organization, and she has to draw the line of the political organization. So if the political organization does not allow her to make certain decisions, certainly she won't make that. Otherwise, she has to jump out of the ship.
Thank you there, Mkoma. Wilford, and please do stay on the line. Honorable Poti, lawe uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Ngizaphenduka kuwe ndimbotora mtereri mkoma Richard Moyo makadiwa Moyo
vangomo
tiri bostereki matibata muri kupi
hawa tiri ku South Africa
aha
tiri ku South Africa achikutanga regaini kukwase zvenyu ukoko kwamuri ukoko tiri masikati akanaka ndichikwasa futi zvene mhuri yezimbabwe yakaterera ngaitiiti marude ngave nemkwa muri koko tinofara ndinoo ndinoda kutaura panhau yaminista yakesti chekutanga regaititi makorokoto kwaari nekuneso tatisingafungiri kuti angagona kupiwa taifunga kuti vanhu vangapiwa uminista vanhu vanonga vari mupati vanonga vaizikwa vanonga vachiita zvematokonyo but zvisinei sezvozvo nezvaakashandirawo nyika anokodzera kuti agonoita basa rakafanana iriro tokati aisumaira kupina kupi asi atinokurudzira nechekuti basa raakapiwa ibasa rakanaka zvinhu zvatinotarisira kuti pamwe nhabvu zvemitambo yose mukati nenyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinhu zvakagona kusimukira zvakanaka asi ndokunge vakateerera zvaanenge achidawo nezvaanonge achishuvira zvinhu zvatinotarisira kuti zvemitambo mukati nenyika yedu zvinosimukira kunyanyanya nekudhonza futi kuyouth seyouth diki vakawanda vakagonawo kuteverawo tsoka dzake nokudzidzawo zvakanaka nokubvawo muno zvinodhaka nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana zvakaipa zvinotevera vechidiki vakagonawo kuitawo zvakafana nezvaaiita saizvozvo saka zvinhu zvakanaka zvakuita kavakaita kana vachizomuteerera zvaanonge ashuvirawo vachizoteerawo zvaanoshuvirawo zvichemo zvemutambo vakasiyana siyana vatoa vati nhabvu mukati menyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinhu zvakanyanya kuwira pasi kunyanyanya kunhabvu kusoka kana kuragibhi kunyanyanya nekukriketi wapo napo saka tinokurudzira kuti sezvavakamupa dai vakaita kuti agone kuita nenzira yaanoona nayo kuti zvinhu zvigone kufamba zvakanaka
ko panyaya yemabasa apa
mabasa akafanana neapi
vechidiki vakawanda munyika vanogara vachingochema-chemawo kuti hatina mabasa you know saka hapana zvamuri kutarisirawo here ipapo
pointi yei ndainzivisa nhau yemabasa iyo inokiretwa negavenmendi inokiretwa nevakuru vatungamiri wangofana nemunhu wangopiwa mbeu kuti adzare kuti andokanda mbeu iyo pakati kana mvura yakasanayaka mbeu yaingagoni kumera mabasa wati kupuwa kubasa kwa kaita chitotari sa kuti zuitike pati hizu zizi kuti mabasa ni zakasere sa zunitwa ni kuti government yacho poto zavo zino vila zakadika na poto isinga kuni kuvira hapana cha zinga budita zuhuti dikesi waka mboita zuhisimu kwa otimunu waka bina soli wisikazi kana nika esi na zaina zo poto yacho zuhisi zino guna kukugwa dama kana yaka pesa atongo siya unukuti paka oma.
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vamoyo.
Aiwa tinotenda mwarudenga aiti zvakanaka tinongoti zvakanaka nitsakafara chose kupuwa kaita kesi kuti asingambostari kuti vamunanga wangaita zvakafanira tinoda kutendawo zvinhu zvakati po simba kuti kana munhu akashandira nyika yake zvine simba naye ngapiwewo bozi vanhu vakawanda vakashanda wafana na Peter Njovu ni mamu wakasena siya na pasizwa nana binjani tusori na wama gunu piwo wakafana zuka nana wamutuku nzwa puwo wakafana zuka na bukara waka piwa wamesi nkwa piwo pari wakasena siya na tuto kuti ziti kwa kumunu wese kwa hitu kumunu wani nukuti waka ito wafana na machesu waka imbao zizi mkuru mbira nyika yu sana zikuana sakana wafatwa guru piwa kusa guru piwa munu wani nukuti itaifungo ndi sinu puwa munu mpati kana tingu puwa munu nengaka shangira nyika wakawanda wakafana na mafumo wakasera tayari kwa pezi kwa gono kupiwa na umakore kutuwa gono nito wakafana utuwa nungu waka gono zakaita ukesi ngoi wakafana wa imbi mose wese nga wapiwe
aiwa aiwa tinaotenda mkomo wangu.
Thank you.
Aha, yakhuluma linsizwa kodwa singa uhulumende ngalandela isixwayiso sika Richard Moyo mbona singagcina umuntu wonke sengu-minister eZimbabwe ngoba ukhuluma ngabahlabeleli ukuthi kabaphiwe labo zibani bani. Kodwa siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo abasanda sixhuma uhlelo ngolweni uhlelo lwabasakhulayo The Connection. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela ikakhulu ugatsha lwabasakhulayo kuhulumende osolukhokhelwa ngosakhulayo unkosikazi Kirsty Coventry oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amathathu lane 34 nxa siqathanisa lobe phethe lesi sikhundla kuhulumende osanda kwedlula unkosikazi Sthembiso Nyoni oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi aphose ayisikhombisa 69. Ngicho-ke, kahle ngicho-ke ukuba nakuhulumende lo omutsha oka baba uMnangagwa kulaba sakhulayo abathathu. Kula yena uKirsty Coventry kuzokuba lo Nqobizitha Mangaliso Ndlovu ongumphathi ntambo obona ngezamankampani lokuthengiselana singathi industry le commerce. Kuzokuba njalo lo yeukayisi Mbane Gavi ongumsekeli kaCoventry kugatsha lwabasakhulayo lezemidlalo esingathi Youth Sports Arts and Recreation Ministry. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana Phuthi. Mnumzana Dingumuzi Phuthi lilunga letalele parlamente umela ibulili mawesta. Mphenduke kuwe mnumzana Phuthi. Ukuyini ngiyazi awusuye mphathi ntambo kodwa ulilunga letalele parlamente njalo ungosakhulayo. Ukuyini abasakhulayo beZimbabwe abangakhangelela kulolu gatsha lwabasakhulayo abangakhangelela abangakukhangelela kini njengabasakhulayo abasedalela eParliamente?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba Nkomo. Okwakuqala ngizathanda ukukhuthaza abasha ukuthi balifake ithemba phezu kwethu thina esithe sakhethwa yibo ikakhulu abasha babazali emakhaya lapha kade sikhankasa khona. Sesikhethiwe savuya sachaywa samalaphana sakhangelwa sahluzwa umongameli ubaba uMnangagwa wabona lapha kumele adobhe khona ulaba abakade sebekhethiwe ke bevela ebantwini. Ekudobheni kwakhe ke udobhela babadobhileyo ngokutsho kwakho wena ugombe abathathu ukhangele laba abangama-ministers singakakhangela ama-deputies. Ikoke ithemba enti balifake kithi yelokuthi ngaphandle kwamadeputy ona lawa amathathu babakhangela ukuthi bangaki abanye abangamadeputy ministers abafakwe ngubaba uMnangagwa. Sokutengisa ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa uvele ulelihlo elikhangele ukuthi elakusasa lelizwe leli liqhubekiselwa phambili ngabatsha. Ikoke njengabatsha sizimisele ukuthi singabe phulimi moya ke abatsha kulomlali kulomfoto waqala ke wakhuluma eqaliseni okukhulume naye ekhuluma ngokuthi ngoba wambuza ukuthi imisebenzi ke mabasa imisebenzi yebo kambe kayikhangelelwa ukuthi idalwe lugatsha olukhangelane lezabatsha hatshi kodwa ukuthi ugatsha lona lolo luzaphuma lendlela ama-formulas and policies azafuqa ezinye ingatsha ukwenzela ukuthi abatsha wherever they are benelise ukuthola something from ama-appointments lawo ngizaqhubekela phambili babankomo ngikhangele ukuthi ube ukhuluma ngomama uCathy Covent watsho kahle ukuthi ule 34 wamqathanisa lokade khona wathi ule 59 okutshengiselekayo lapha ngokuthi ubaba uMnangagwa ule themba elikhulu kakhulu ezintweni ezingenelisa ukwenziwa ngabatsha uCathy Covent lo esikhuluma ngaye asimuntu esingamphumputa lokusola ngoba nxa sisola sesidinga nje ukusola lo ngumuntu owaqalisa ukufaka iZimbabwe kudumo ngemva kokuba sasiqine kudala ngama hockey teams lawana akawina kudala ngama 80s ama cricket teams ayawina kudala kusalabo history lama tennis teams lana ama black family Owen Blake labo Aaron Blake saba le drought yokuswela ukuthi iZimbabwe ingangena ku sport ingena ngalithi wazobuya uCathy Covent wakwenza njalo very patriotically ekwenza njalo waze wacina ngokwehluleka esengathi sekhula khulile pho ke kuhle kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende athi nxa esefaka abantu ezikhundleni akhangele bona labo labakade basebenze ilizwe kuhle beyazi into abayenzayo nangu uCathy Covent lo uhlala kuma committees ama international bodies o international olympic committees a board member kutshengisa ukuthi ulwazi lwakhe uzaluletha lapha ke kuthuthuke sesisithi uye ukayisimbane gazi intombi engiyazi kakhulu ekhuthele kakhulu kulomusa nabantu ulesineke uyakwazi ukusebenza labantu ngimazi ngoba sasebenza sonke kakhulu bengihlezi laye nje namhlanje nini ephalamende ngithi singimbane gazi zakuhlupha kakhulu ehofisini yakho ngizoncengela abantu bakithi ebulili mawesi lami ukuthi hawu kanti ezemidlalo ikakhulu lezobuciko bokucula lokunye esithi yi-art kungathuthukiswa kanjani ngoba mina njengomunye wabo laba abantu abakuma-art bangabe bekhangelele kimi ukuthi ngingaphosa la mazwi anjalo ephalamende ngikhuluma ngakho hawu ekhanye bobotheka ezimisele kakhulu yikho ke lokho kusinika ithemba Nkomo ukuthi lapho esiya khona hawu uba uMnangagwa usifake endleleni.
Siyabonga Mnumzana Photi qhubeka obambile khonapho ndimbodzo kakwamuri Mkoma Wilford kana tichitarisa nyaya dzemitambo tinoziva kuti kunyika zvikuru sei zvakabudirira kuno kuAmerica gwana UK kunyika munyika zakawanda wanda vechidiki vano vari kuwana cheuviri vari kuwana kurarama munyaya dzemitambo kungava kubasketball soccer mitambo yakasiyana siyana inosimudzira vechidiki munyika dzakawanda wanda ikoko kuZimbabwe zvakamira sei?
Vechidiki vane tarisiro yakanyanyisisa kuti vasimudzirike kuburikidza nemitambo yakasiyana siyana tinozviona zvichiitika muzvikoro zvakasiyana siyana akeni a witness yekuti even my kids benefited from the Casey Covent Foundation kuchikoro kwavanodzidza kwaimboenda kumaweekends achimadzidzira kuswima etc asi chikangovanisa cheuviri haisi swimming chete muZimbabwe kune machizudu with soccer which is quite popular soccer for girls and for boys then mamwe mitambo ana hockey etc asi chingangonyanyoda kuti chitarisirwe ndechekuti when you look at the appointment ya Casey Covent pane a lot of dynamics that I want also to really put an emphasis on kuti takatarisa ma raniro anoitwa football muZimbabwe musino takava ndine ma elections ye PSL yekuti vafara ijere vanova mutungamiriri we Cape United ndo vava mutungamiriri we PSL muZimbabwe asi pane mitemo zvekare ino guide the operations sei APSO kana kuti ZIFA zvingodaro asi tikatarisa the World Football Board panongo achiti hatidi interference yema politicians iti simu mu running of football. That on its own might not have an impact on the appointment of KC Covent. But the appointment of KC, once she tries to influence or to make some input in the running of soccer, and I'm going to cover kutwa rude, kutwa kutwa interference, then FIFA runs yakuto banaji, yakuto banaji kana kuti football in Zimbabwe. So, honestly speaking, it's true that we have got a lot of talented young people. What we now need is a collective effort on how to harness the talent amongst the young people in Zimbabwe so that they can benefit, that so that it can also benefit us economically. Take for instance, tina wakomana vakakura vari ku UK vakazvipira kudzoka kuda kutamba mubhora muZimbabwe kuti vatambire the national team. Right now havana kukwanisa kuenda kwakaenda vamwe ku Congo over the weekend kwatakanoita 1-1 ne Congo over the weekend. The reason being that havasati vava nema passport. They are struggling just to get a passport. Hopefully the newly appointed minister will be briefed on that development. Then from there waona kuti by the time atinosvika muna October vakomana vava pafana vaitamba vaitamba DRC versus Zimbabwe in terms of national team soccer. They are able maybe to play vaitwa if without nema passport. So that's why earlier on the motora nyaedza kuti these are political issues. This is a political appointment which has got its own dynamics. It has got its own complexities and dynamics that also KC Covent has to up her game. But if she thinks it's just going there into the boardroom and making a proposal and then you expect everyone to accept it, I think she'll be frustrated. So in terms of even the young people, expectations are high. I still want to also to reiterate that we need a youthful permanent secretary to complement a youthful minister in terms of sports and youth minister. Without that, our hopes will be frustrated in the long run.
Hanzi inyo dispensation amone kunge vachaterera chero KC Covent chanenge achitaura panyaya dzekusimudzira vechidiga.
Well, without not insinuating anything, yes, KC Covent auye under new dispensation, but kupeva nesekitari vakauya under new dispensation here. No. So what we want is to find out, let's also have a permanent secretary who is coming under the new dispensation. Such that we can have that to Twitter that complementary responsibility, collective responsibility. In my view, I still argue that as long as we don't have a new dispensation permanent secretary who is as young as KC Covent, we are doomed in terms of that ministry. We cannot allow a very old permanent secretary to be running the ministry of sports and youth. They might be out of touch. In as much as they might be interacting with the modern technology, but they might be out of touch with the realities of the needs of the young people. So KC Covent must be supported na permanent secretary and all which is that.
Thank you, them, Komwangu, and please do stay on the line. Back to you, Honorable Puti. Imidlalo iqhakatheke kangakanani ekuphakamiseni abasakhulayo. Uchilo kubana uke wakhuluma lo yeugai Simba neGabi usithu zamlanda ngephezu kwendaba yezemidlalo kuconstituency yakho. Ziqhakatheke kangakanani ezemidlalo ekuphakamiseni ontanga?
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo njalo. Imidlalo ikho laphana ubona esikolo imidlalo isiba part of the curriculum in terms of ukuqakathekiswa. Kwakusithi lingafunda lifunde futhi yakho nxa ibhalwayo academic performances uzabona njalo kuqakathekile in the school kumbe kuclass teacher ukuthi abe ngozakwazi ukuthi who are you in terms of extra curriculum, which means ama-sports. Kwaziseke ama-sports aqhakatheke kakhulu kwazo kwabatsha ngoba abatsha they are the ones with the energy to exert in terms of the requirements of ama-sports. njalo ama sports when done properly anikezwa isikhathi lokuqhakathekiswa njengalokho sokwenziwe ngukhulumende ukuthi it's a ministry that looks entirely and specifically on ama sports. They are a very, very, very good source of employment. As Kangelo of Benjan Marwar, his in Luavala, Zogo Selbon, Brukukona, Legovla, O Peter, and a lot of others that we know. Sem Kulumang, Alaba, Abasem Kubulu, and Wagiti, and everything else, Guti, Vasisita, Monongan, Kulumang, Alaba, because via Vas, they are heroes. Now, we Guti, as the Mishalo, the Petra Gusheva Kul. There is a very reasonable percentage of employment that can come from sports, that can come from ama arts. As such, we want to give a lot of attention to this area because industry is not going to employ alone. Self-employers are not going to make it alone. But sports, singatola abantu abenza all these disciplines, some of which we don't even know. Ngingakuthi ukuthi sport ligama elivanzi ukuthi art ligama elivanzi but ngifisa nje ukuthi sike sikunanzeleleni ukuthi bangaka abanye abantu esithi nga sivala I percentage of employed people sibavala nje sivala lalaba ba employed through art. We are going to realize in that case how important art is. Mina as an honorable House of Assembly member in this country, I will take it upon myself ukuthi to push ama agendas akhangelane ikakhulu with the arts and the creative world and at least put a lot of contributions as well into what it takes to develop ama sports ngenxa yokuthi ama sports lama arts yizo izinto ikakhulu ezeneliswa ngabatsha ngoba it takes energy and they are in the age group that can be able to give such. This is how I understand the importance of ama sports. And when I talk about ama sports, much as it is not what you asked me, I will not want to leave without mentioning ama arts as well. Because these are areas that I think we should passionately look at and have a shift of focus. Once we invest our time and resources into these two disciplines that merit ukuba le ministry like we have, sizabona utshintsho. We know government has put in a lot of money into various programs in an attempt to try and alleviate the lives of our people. Yes, but okunye katika kubona impumela yakho ukuthi kusipheni kakhulu. Kodwa I want us to now focus on these two disciplines, the sports and the arts, and see how much we can move forward because I believe this is where we can do best. They are the ones that are going to largely benefit from that area. Basing on their physical capabilities.
Mm-hmm. I do understand your bias towards the arts there, Mr. Poti, and that's because Dingumuzi Poti is also a professional singer. We used to be in the same singing group at high school. We had our group called Isavuta Skadavita. Oh, yes. Those were the days. I don't remember whether Ngaketa Sisonken or I was expelled. I don't remember, but we were in the same group, and we used to sing at church, right?
I suspended you for a few weeks, and as a homeboy, I missed your services, and as the chairman, I had to bring you back, also because you were very innovative. That's why you qualified
that,
to be there.
That's how good I was. That's how good I was. thank you there, Honorable Poti, and please do stay on the line. Mkoma Wilford, also stay on the line. It's 20 minutes before the hour of 9, 20 minutes before 3 o'clock. Emini enkulu lapha emeliga ngithathe umlaleli umnumzana Edson Ndawana. Mkoma Ndawana Magadi.
Kipo Mkoma Morise.
Aiwa tiri boga na muchifara.
Ya tinofara chaizvo.
Aha, mati bada muri kupi?
Ndiri musanyati.
Kusanyati, ari sei ma levels?
Ah, ma levels ari nani baba.
Handiti, mainzwa nyaya iri mugango.
Ya, nyaya iri mugango ndenze nyaya yezvi mitambo ma sports.
Aha, tiri kutarisa hongo ma sports ne bazi revechidiki iri rakutungamirwa hone wechidiki muzvare Kest Coventry. Zvizvo hamuri kutarisira kwari.
Ya, chekutanga tida kukorokotedza muzvare Kest Coventry nekusarudzwa kwavakaitwa segurukota rezve vechidiki. Tiri kutarisira kuti vane basa rakakura zvakanyanya semuzvariki weKST Coventry nekusarudzwa kwavakaita vechidiki. Ndaikurudzira zvakare kuti vave vanokwanisa kupinda mune zvemitambo zvakasiyana siyana. Zvinovabvisa zvakare mukuita kwemamwe kweimwe mitambo kana kwezvimwe zviitiko zvinopedzera zvakuvapinza muurwere mwezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Ende zvakare mitambo unokwanisa kubatanidza vanhu sevanhu. Saka izvozvizvi mitambo unokosha zvokuti vechidiki vakwanisa kuva vachipinda mumitambo yakasiyanasiyana, ingave tsiva, ingave cricket, ingave zvakawanda wanda, vanotora time vari ikoko. Izvozvo zvakare zvinopa utano kune vechidiki.
Ko panyaya dzemabasa pahongo, ministry yemayouth is just part of the government. A government ndiyo inobuda nezvirongwa. Asi muzvare Kest Coventry as gurukota revechidiki ndipo pane nyaya, ndipo pane udzamu, ndipo panotanga nyaya ipapo. Kana vakabuda nezvirongwa zvemabasa zvekusimudzira vechidiki, voinda nazvo zvirongwa zvacho kuhurumende. Kana zvikapasiswa ikoko kana kuti zvikapinzwa zvoitwa mutemo, ndipo panotanga nyaya yekusimudzira vechidiki ipapo. Zvizvo hamuri kutarisirawo pazvirongwa zvemabasa?
Right. Maita mabvunzambudzo akanaka chaizvo. Mukatarisa munyika medu munomu vechidikika vane vimbiso yakakura, ndomukatarisa ndo vazhinji vasina mabasa. Saka chakakosha pakuna muzvari Kest Coventry nguva inoiyi ndechekuenda nenyaya yevechidiki kuti onai vechidiki vazhinji vakaenda kuzvikoro, vakaenda kumayunivhesiti, vakadzidza dzidzo dzakawanda munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Vari mukatarisa ndo nhasi vari kutengesa airtime mumastreets umu. Ndo zvakare nhasi uno vari kushandiswa nevemwe zvematongerwo enyika kupwanya mazvitoro zvevanhu, kupisa midzi yevanhu. Saka izvozvo chete izvozvo havagoni kupisa mota kana kupwanya zvitoro zvevanhu kana vachinge vaine mabasa. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvari Kest Coventry vane basa rakakura nekuti vanhu vari kuita mizi yakawanda inyaya yekuti vane nzara munyika umu. Saka vanoda kuenda kumabasa sevechidiki. Tozvati nyika tinoti vana vadiki vane vari munyika, nyika vanhu vadiki. Asi vanhu vadiki vachona vari munyika vakapedza chikoro havana mabasa. Saka that's why muchiona vachiita rucha rwakawanda kudai. So saka muzvari Kest Coventry segurukota rezvechidiki izvi vane basa rakakura nguva inoyi kuti vaende kuparliament vanongwe kutaura nehurumende zvakasimba kuti onaika hurumende iyi vana vechidiki vedu havana mabasa. Saka vachiita noizi hakuna munhu akaguta anengamboite ruzha iye akaguta zvake.
Aha, mataura kuti muri kusanyati uyezve mambotaura nezvemitambo. Vechidiki vari kubatikana here nenyaya dzemitambo ikoko uyezve ipi?
Ya, vechidiki kazhinji musanyatiumo vanobatikana zvavo nemiya yemitambo yebhora yebhora kunyanya, kwete bhora redu remunoka munyika, bhora rekunze ndo rakubata vechidiki vakanyanya. Saka izvizvi bhora chao chao ndo rinobata vechidiki kazhinji mukoko.
Ko ndombofunga nezvechess dzimwe nguva. Pane vari kutambawo chess ikoko?
Ya, chess inotambwa especially mumahigh schools, zvikoro zvezvinhu zviri mudhuze nemusanyati momba nezvikoro zvimwe zvakati sumukire zvinotambawo chess. Hasisati hasi zvikoro zvakanyanya kuwanda, zvikoro zvemashema zvinongotamba chess yachona.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma ndawana nekupinda muchirongwa.
ndinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka.
Nemiwo muve nezuva rakanaka. Mnumzana Edson andawanda ubesibamba ke lapho esesanyathi. Bengimbuza ngomdlalo wechesi, bontanga abasakhulayo emakhaya, umdlalo wechesi ngumdlalo omnandi kakhulu, ungaba lethuba uzifundise ngoba uyakuvula ikopo. Ukucabanga kunzima, ikakhulu nxa udlala umdlalo wechesi. Uyacabanga ingqondo zize zibe inzima, uzizwa ukuthi hayi lapha ekhanda ingqondo zami ungani seziwear 5 kg, ingqondo zize zibe buhlungu, yiko ukuvula ingqondo ugcine ucabanga okuthiwa ngesikhiwa outside the box. Kulapho ke okuqala khona ukujula kobuchopho. Mhlawumbe uzithole usugatshana impela, hatshi ngomdlalo wechess kuphela, mhlawumbe langawo. Kodwa uyakuvula ikhanda, uyakuvula ingqondo, uzithole iperspective yakho ngomhlaba isivulile, usubona ezinye izinto obungaziboni ngaphambilini. Ndimbozo ka kwamuri mkoma Wilford, ndanzwa kuti foni yenyu yanga ya khata. Sangano renyu rinonzi Students and Youth are Working on Reproductive Health Action Team. Zvizvi mingampini zvamuri kusangana nazvo uye zve chinangwa chenyu ndechei?
Chinangwa chedu ndichekupa mukana kuvadzidzi vari mu my institutions of higher learning kuti vakwanise kuongorora matambudziko vanosangana nawo, especially pavanenge vachidzidza maererano nema issues to do with sex and sexuality. Ideally, we just want to ensure that young people vakwanise kumeka ma decisions from a very informed perspective about their sexual lives, and also to guide them whenever they might need support, and especially to do with the issues that they might that might arise. Pavanenge vachidzidza, we deal with the public health from a non-clinical perspective. So generally, it's a network of my students who are in the tertiary institutions. Kuti vakwanise kuziva kuti ndakasangana nedambudziko iri, how do I handle it? Again, we do have advocates around the elimination of gender-based violence amongst young people, and also encouraging young men not to be perpetrators of gender-based violence. Research has shown that young people, young men or men in general, they are said to be the perpetrators of gender-based violence. So we are simply trying to educate, encourage, and equip the young men within the tertiary institutions so that they can understand the importance of them playing a key role in eliminating gender-based violence. When you are looking at a student has got the potential, again, to be occupying any key position. And some of the students might be in parliament. Just now, we've got Joanna, who was recently a student at Chinoy University, who is now in parliament. And very soon, other students who we have in the current tertiary institutions, they will be in parliament, maybe in 2023. So by equipping them with the skills to do with the responsibility, we are assuming that when they get the chance to go into parliament, they will advocate and support policies that will protect the young people, protect the society in general from gender-based violence or from any ill acts within the society.
Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Wilford. Honorable Putty, let's talk drug abuse and the youth. We often hear of this scourge, especially in Bulawayo. Benza yonke nyaka nyaka yento abasakhulayo. Uzokhulunywa ngamavuzu party. vatakwa vebhema kudakayo bebhema amaglobe bebhema imbanje bebhema yonke inyakanyaka beqeda khonapho sebengena emacansini kuthiwa kulama-threesome kulama-whatwhati eshi besenza yonke into mosi bebaningi what role can the youth ministry play towards curbing this problem?
Anja bona ke baba Nkomo umbuzo wakho muhle kabi. Okwakuqala anja bona ukuthi ezemidlalo lezi zingathuthukiswa abantu bethona begijima betrainer begijima betrainer bethi beqeda khonapho besiya ejim besenza lokhu lalokhu bethi beqeda ukudima bethwala amathawulo abo ngemva kokugeza besiya emakhaya bedinile bethi laba balala khona lapha balala khona balala obukabhuka that being occupied productive bethi okusithi labana-ke I'm sorry to say this Nkomo I keep hearing your consistency with other colleagues of mine abakhontributayo bekhuluma ngezemidlalo 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 nxa sikhuluma ngogatsha lolo lwabasha lolo kasikhulumeni ngabo abasha bese sikhuluma ngemidlalo yebo kodwa singakhohlwa ukuthi kulama-art so asithini-ke sebe-occupied kuma-art I remember very well mina when I was around 1999, 2000. And that is cutting here again at the practice station near Black Kumpolo. Practice station, I'm a group fan, I'm a CIA, I'm a NASA, I'm a Salala Matiket, I'm a Vuga, I'm a Kati Theater. 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 I'm a Kati laba bevuka besiya kuvundu besiyadinga umsebenzi besuke khonapho bathatha i-bread besiya kulunch besuke khonapho bevuka futhi beyhayisa ngo-4 kumbe ngo-5 every day and those people wawusithi ngemva kwesikhathi uze sekuthiwa sebeye endaweni enje sebeye-swidini sebeye endaweni enje sebeyenza i-to e-6 months endaweni enje siyabazi abantu bakhona namhlanje balezindlu abantu abanjengabosotsha moyo abotawurayi abotomek dube abosimon mambazo abojames marabini abo ukubala ikuthanda ngibala abantu abenza into leziyikhangela bonke njengoba sikhuluma ngezidakamizwa lezi uyakuza sithatha ngaphi isikhathi sokuthatha izidakamizwa nxa kungukuthi uthola uphatheke emisebenzini engaka yikho ngisithi aluba ugada lolu lungaqakathekisa into le ephezu kwamahlombe abo angiboni kuza kwenzakala ubuchapha bonke obuzwisa ubuhlungu obunjengalokho okhuluma ngakho izinto lezi ezenzakalayo ngemva kokuthi abatha sebedakiwe besenza zonke izinto lezi ezinyanyisayo okhulume ngazo zenziwa yikuthi abantwana bathona behawula bengelamsebenzi bexoza indenda behawukela izinto abangasoze benelithi ukuzithola sebefuna sebezidela sebesenza ezinye izinto yebo kambe okunye yibuhlungu ngandlebe ngoba labazali omunye sephume siyale omunye sephume siyale asisaziphi isikhathi sokunakekela kakhulu okufunwa yimuli sesithola isikhathi sokuthona omunye siyale omunye siyale besiyadinga ukuthi kambe imuli ingabambani kodwa njengoba uhulumende wethu unkulunkulu esethe wasinyemukula kangakazathola a president who is so concerned who has shown his concern for his country by way of appointing an able cabinet like we are talking about partly today the ministry of my youth ngibona ngazathi lapho siya khona siyakhanya baba Nkomo
mhm Nkomo Wilford pane zvingaitwawo here nebazi revechidiki iri kurwisana nedambudziko rekushandisa zvinodhaka
asa zvikwanise kupedzwa nebazi revechidiki chete nemhaka yekuti bazi revechidiki rino harikwanisi rinogona kusakwanisa riri rega kuita create employment panodawo zvekare kuti minister of finance and economic development ikwanise kuita come up with the policies that will enable more investments coming in the country to ensure that there is job creation. Because vechidiki vazhinji kuti vazowanikwa vachiita zvemadrugs nezvimwe zvakadaro idambudziko roshayiwa kwemabasa. Saka kana Ministry of Finance yakaita come up with the policies, financial policies that can result in attracting investments, we can have a lot of young people being employed. Again, this again is, it can also have an influence from the Ministry of Local Government, the Ministry of Justice. It is in terms of protecting the rights of the investors. If the investors believe that is their investments are protected in our country, they can come and provide and they put in their money, which can result in the young people being employed. So ministry no kwanisa ministry but revechidik rotungamiri yangi rava kutungamirirwa na honorable
Kirsty Coventry.
Yes, rinokwanisa kungo taringa kukwanisa kuita ndechekuti rikwanise kuita come up with ways of coordinating the young people in Zimbabwe, such that they become organized and in a way that can also make them benefit from the opportunities that might arise. Remember, right now, tine vechidiki vari ma different levels. Tine vechidiki vari ma universities. Tine vechidiki vari even kuma farms who are even out of school. So, chingango yitwa ndechekuti, how can we create equal opportunities for all these young people vari ma different levels? Because some opportunities might not be accessed by some young people who are even out of universities, and even some are out of town, are kuma farming communities. So can zvingango itwa nebazi revechidiki ndezvekuti how can they create equal opportunities for all young people that are in various facets of our society as Zimbabwe, such that we don't have a situation whereby young people vangori muma towns ndo vanenge vane maopportunities. When you are even looking at access to land, access to any other natural resources, how are we creating equal opportunities to all other young people? I think that is a role that maybe possibly the ministry can do, but again, they cannot do it on their own. They need also they need support from other ministries.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Mkoma. Wilford and Honorable Poti, you have 1 minute. Give us your last word.
Thank you very much, Mkomo. I obviously am grateful for this opportunity that you've given me to be able to contribute on my views in terms of the direction to which our country is taking, particularly on the topic of today. I would like to urge all Zimbabweans to keep united and keep calm and walk in the footsteps of our leader, the president, that we need to be united and focus on economic development. Now he has set the tone. The cabinet selection that he has made speaks volumes. Let us support this guy. Let us look forward. Let us pray for our country. Let us be visionary. Let's contribute in each ever way by which we can. And we are going to move. Definitely, Zimbabwe is poised for greatness. I thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Honorable Poti. That's Bulilima West, Member of Parliament, Dingomuzi Poti. You also heard from Jimmy Wilford, Director of Say What. Say What means students and youth working on reproductive health action team. Silugqibake lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje zihlobo ezithandekayo. Kodwa likhumbule zikhona ezekuseni ngo-6 o'clock kusasa phela. Kuqala ezesishona ngo-6 kulandele ezesiyindebele ngo-6:30. Kuzobuya ke eza kusihlwa ngo-7 o'clock. Kubuye ezesindebele ngo-7:30. Live talk kusasa ye Diaspora Forum. And that's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date next week. Same time, same radio station. Your station, Studio 7. I'm your host, Tungamilinkoma. Good night.